I read something on, where did I read it, Nicola? Did I read it on News 24? Yeah, it was on News 24. And it surprised me. It surprised me that Triggerfish, which is a local digital animation filmmaker which has featured often on the radio because they've done lots of things that are featurable on the radio. It didn't surprise me when I read that they had trouble finding funding when they launched in 2008. But it did surprise me to read that even after award-winning animated TV and movies like Revolting Rhyme, Stickman, Kumba, and Zambezia, that for their newest project, they still had difficulty finding funding. And one of the team that wrote the article, which had my eyebrows raised, Professor Mikael Samuelson, Director of the Solution Space at the Graduate School of Business at UCT. Mikael, good afternoon.
Afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Really? I mean, how could a company which has been so successful not have investors falling over themselves to invest in their next project?
Yeah, I think it's like two reasons. It's any investment is a risky investment, so you need to make sure that you have some kind of payback potentially. And the film industry is notoriously risky in a sense, so there's some good, some bad. And that's the same for animation and for normal movies. And the second part is that the pricing mechanism is slightly off. So the last that get paid is the animators in an animated film. So it's two problems here.
Okay, so I mean it's not that surprising then. Film, even successful film companies sometimes struggle to get people to put up money for their next venture.
Yeah, even successful companies are having problems to get money for their expansion or for their next project or whatever they want to do in their strategies.
But I mean, the point that the article was making really is that if Triggerfish struggles, imagine what other less storied creative people in that industry, how they struggle.
Yeah. And also in this context, there's very kind of little safety around in richer environments. Like I come from Sweden, there's a cultural department that basically pays a number of artists and creators a salary on an annual basis. They do it here too to some extent, but it's so much more limited and also a much bigger population. So it's super tricky now if you are in the creative industries to even have anything to do, as you probably are aware of.
Yeah, and in Ireland, if you are registered as an artist, and it's relatively easy to register yourself as an artist, you have to have only a very brief track record. Then you get a stipend from the state and you don't pay tax on what you earn below a certain quite high amount. And the, you know, the lack of attention paid to the financial, to the creative industry in South Africa was also shown by how late and how little they benefited from state funding as a result of COVID.
Yeah. And the government actually funded this part of the Triggerfish production. So there is a fund that you can tap into. But it's also structured in a way that you need to have co-funding in every step, which is a bit tricky to get, obviously. But it should be, even for a company like Triggerfish, across time, when you get more and more successful, it should be easier, at least in theory.
Should we have a situation? I know that some of the big corporates do invest in the arts. Nedbank, Standard Bank, the festival, arts festival in Grahamstown, and there are other big corporates that do finance to a degree, the Kaka in Kaa and Booker Fierce and places like that. But do we need a greater openness by corporate South Africa to keeping creative South Africa more fluid and more comfortable financially?
Yeah, that would be the dream scenario, obviously, in any country, to have a more kind of corporate engagement into the creative sector, but also a more investment type of interest, so that the that were instruments that potentially could be used in order to invest in more creative projects. So you have a couple of crowdfunding solutions where you can put up your potential documentary or whatever, and hope that the public in general kind of invest in it. But that part of the industry could be developed further, I think, to cater for more directed investment into bigger projects, potentially at least. But the problem is also when distribution kicks in. So the companies that earn most money out of a film on a global scale will be the Universals, the big corporations, and they will take the biggest part of the cake. And if something is left, it's going to be paid back to the creators. So if you can also move the creator's position further up in the value chain, you can increase the payback to them, so they could own more of that cake at the end of the day. But that's a tricky situation, because the power is so strong, and it's so aggregated by the big players.
Thank you very much, Professor Mikael Samuelsson, Director of the Solutions Space at UCT's Graduate School of Business.